When there's a severe heat wave or a mega drought somewhere, the following question comes up more and more. Is this climate change at work? It's a question scientists have struggled with for years. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on a new field of research that's providing some answers.
Climate scientists expect that as the planet warms, there will be more extreme weather events, heat waves, droughts, huge storms. But there's always been unusual extreme weather, long before climate change. So scientists have had a rule, a kind of mantra. You cannot attribute any single weather event to climate change. It could be just weird weather. Then they took a close look at last year's heat wave in Australia.
The chances of observing such extreme Australian temperatures, it's almost impossible. It's hard to imagine how you could have had those temperatures in a world without climate change.
Peter Stott is a climate scientist with Great Britain's Hadley Centre. He's one of a group of researchers who are analyzing the patterns of extreme weather events in the past and comparing them to what they're seeing now. And the intensity of last year's Australian heat wave was statistically off the charts. He says it had to be climate change that made it so unusual. This is called attribution research, that is, figuring out how and when to attribute a mega flood or a heat wave to global warming and when not to. Martin Herling, who's with NOAA, the government's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, is also part of this climate forensics movement.
It's almost for granted that climate change is influencing all manners of weather events. It's a question now that we are posing, how did it influence? And in which direction did it make it more likely or less likely? And by how much more likely and by how much less likely?
Dozens of these researchers just published an analysis of 16 weather events from 2013 in the Bulletin of the American Meteorological Society. And what they found was a mixed bag. Some events, like the big floods in Colorado, were not that unusual. But intense heat waves in the western Pacific did look like climate change was involved. The ongoing California drought drew opposing views. Two research teams said they couldn't find any reason to blame climate change. But Noah Diffenbaugh of Stanford University, who's part of a third team that examined the drought, says he did. He says there's a very rare high-pressure ridge in the atmosphere over the North Pacific, and this is diverting moisture away from California, exacerbating the drought.
It's very likely that the global warming that's already happened has at least tripled the probability of this atmospheric condition occurring.
This difference of opinion over the California drought is typical of this new science. It's still a work in progress. Researchers need more data on weather events in the past, as well as what's happening now, to improve their ability to separate natural variability from the effects of human activity on the climate. Researcher Tom Peterson from NOAA says eventually he hopes researchers will be able to go beyond attributing extreme weather to climate change and actually predict the risk of these events in a warmer world. Whether, for example, the California drought can be expected once every 500 years,
or whether now it's a once in a 100-year drought because of climate change, and it's expected to become, you know, by the end of the century, a once in a 50-year drought.
This kind of information will help people prepare in a world that's already changing in front of us. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.